Welcome to Lanadu Speaks with Dr. Jeffrey R. Myers from Lanadu Ministries in Blackstone, Virginia. I'll be teaching from the Parasha, Leviticus 16:1 through chapter 18, verse 30. As we look at this Torah portion, we see the theme of living by Elohim's principles. Leviticus 18:1 through 5 says, Adonai said to Moshe, speak to the people of Israel and tell them, I am Adonai your Yah. You are not to engage in the activities found in the land of Egypt, where you used to live, and you are not to engage in the activities found in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Nor are you to live by their laws. You are to obey my rulings and laws and live accordingly. I am Adonai your Yah. You are to observe my laws and rulings, and if a person does them, he will have life through them. I am Adonai. Now this is quite straightforward, so straightforward that our Western minds can seem a bit offensive. In past years in America, we have regulated these prohibitions to some ancient time when people lived more like animals than humans. Today, as in those days, every manner of deviant behavior is not only thought to be acceptable, but those who raise an objection are considered deviant themselves. Righteousness and unrighteousness have exchanged places. We must never lose sight of the clear structure of this parasha. It begins with five verses of introduction and ends with five verses that repeat the theme of the introduction. In this way, the laws given in our parasha are given a common purpose. What is this purpose? We, Elohim's people, should be sanctified unto him, and that in so doing they might see his name apart in all the earth. The fact that obeying Elohim's laws all produces stable families and communities, according to Leviticus 18:5. We must order our lives according to Elohim's revealed will in the Torah, because we receive the happy obligation of declaring his holy character as our top priority. The reward for such obedience in his hand of blessings or will be blessings upon us as families and therefore as community. The two hands signaled out at the beginning of a text are Egypt and Canaan. Egypt, the place where Israel has been enslaved for hundreds of years. Canaan, the place to which they were going as the Torah was revealed. Both lands incorporated the basis of practices, sinking them into the deepest darkness of their pagan religion and worship. We must learn never to be complacent and that sin is a progression. If this very principle that Yeshua himself had when he taught in the Sermon on the Mount that inner desire of lust should be repented of as sin, for this is where sin takes root, begins to bear its ugly fruit, Yaakov 1:13-15. What also is clear is that the pagan nations that surround Elohim's people will have their own statutes, Leviticus 18:4. For them it was considered normal and common. Because of that, it would be easy to rationalize that they were also okay for Elohim's people. However, Abba makes it clear they are not. He has given us his statutes, and we are to be marked by them, not the pagan culture, which is part of the spirit of the times. We must guard ourselves so they don't work their way into our lives. So let's look carefully how the Torah is characterized in Leviticus 18:4 and 5. You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes, to live in accord with them. I am Adonai your Elohim. So you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, by which a man may live if he does them. I am Adonai. Life as Elohim intends comes from living according to his statutes and judgments, making life's decisions with his teachings or Torah well in mind as having them written upon the heart. Therefore, living according to Elohim's statutes is twofold. First, we must guard ourselves against that ever encroaching norms of our nation. And two, we must commit ourselves with increasing fervor to know and apply Elohim's statutes. This idea of living by doing is not foreign to the message of Yeshua and to that of his apostles. Neither is it contrary to the message of forgiveness by grace taught everywhere in scriptures. Elohim's grace is a fountain from which flows his mercy and forgiveness. It is his grace and his grace alone that was the motivator for sending his son Yeshua. No one deserves grace, and all who receive it do so as objects of his sovereign love. The biblical record is clear. Those who receive grace are changed. They do not stay the same. Their hearts are turned from stone to flesh, and the Torah is written upon them. Their perspective is turned from the selfish indulgence of the lustful flesh to the happy privilege of honoring the Creator. This does mean the battle with the flesh is over. Certainly not. Far from it, but the victory is secured because the heart has been changed. Walking in newness of life is an inevitable result of one who has died with Messiah and risen with him. This is not some Brit Kadashah teaching, but finds its foundation right here in Leviticus 18. Israel was to be different. They were to stand in contrast to the paganism they were leaving and would enter as they possessed the land. They were not to look like pagans with all the demonic scarring, piercings, and markings. They were to give evidence even by their outward appearance of their deep-seated belief that Elohim created their bodies to manifest his image. That was their great duty as the redeemed of Elohim. They were to build families in which the covenant was reflected. Jeremiah 31:31-34. Look at the ancient history as it is portrayed in the Tanakh, and notice Elohim's wrath falls upon nations when three things come together: idolatry, sexual deviancy, child sacrifice, which when combined take mankind below the animal realm into the demonic. The very image of Elohim is so obscure that mankind has lost its very purpose for existence. Look at us as a nation, USA. We wink at overt idolatry, sexual deviancy, and has become the actual norm. Children are being abused, neglected, and murdered because parents have sold themselves as slaves to dilapidating substances and enslaved to affluence. We have become so politically correct, we are no longer able to delineate that which Yah loves and that which he hates. Never give up the necessary function of dividing between that which is holy and that which is profane. Statutes in Hebrew is derived from the verb to expand into metal or stone, which tells us or emphasizes the permanence of Elohim's decrees, valid for all times, whether or not one is able to rationalize their purpose. The decrees of Elohim are eternally equitable. In fact, these particular decrees in Torah portion relate to the very foundation of the community, and that is the family unit. How then will we stem the tide of our decaying society, and how will we obey and guard the statutes of Elohim? Well, first, we have to model the statutes of Elohim by living them out before our children. Second, we have to maintain a strong stand against all forms of immorality. Don't yield to the constant call to lower our standards in a society that already has none. Third, we have to be careful not to send mixed messages. Don't take a strong stand for holiness, but then engage in the opposite. Don't diminish your message and bring confusion. And fourth, live out a life of gratitude for the grace and forgiveness we have received at the hand of Yeshua. Never think you have arrived at the point where we are the judges of all the others. Our desire to sanctify Elohim's name comes from his sovereign work in our hearts. We must long for him to do that in the lives of others and be willing to be his humble servants, both to live out as well as to proclaim the message of Elohim's grace in Yeshua before a watching world. I need someone to say amen. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study, every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Sabbath service at Lion of Judah Ministries, 612 North Main Street, Blackstone, Virginia. Or watch us live on Facebook Live or Lion of Judah Ministries YouTube or www.lojministries.org, or download the new Lion of Judah Ministries app and look for the logo for 24/7 access. Have a great Sabbath as we continue to count the Omer until the Feast of Shavuot. Come and worship Adonai with us and celebrate the goodness of our Yah. I'll see you at the altar. Shalom Aleichem.